In a certain sense, it's the most remarkable day in the entire Torah. It's a day which is introduced in the book of Shemot, the completion of the Mishkan. It's mentioned again in the book of Bamidbar, and it's the only date which is given to us in the book of Vayikra. When the book of Shemot ends, it sounds like it ends on a positive point, although we're not really sure. The Mishkan is complete, but we don't know how the story ends, or for that matter, how the story continues. Now in Vayikra and Parshat Shemini, we're told of all the preparations which have taken place to build the Mishkan, and now it's ready to be operational. And Aaron prays, and Moshe prays, and a fire comes down from heaven, and everything seems so perfect. And that's when tragedy strikes. Two sons of Aaron, Nadab and Avihu, they go in and they bring an incense which was not commanded by God, and a fire comes down. And not only comes down towards the Mishkan, it swallows them up as well. And we're so disturbed how these people can be searching to reach out to God, and nonetheless the response is death. But this year I look at it differently. This year there's a cloud hovering above us, the Jewish community, and for that matter the entire world. And there's an irony that specifically the people that want to go and pray in our shuls and our synagogues, that want to serve God, pose danger to themselves and to others. And here we have another Navihu, who full of passion wanted to pray. They wanted to serve God, but they did something they weren't commanded to. And the response, as I said, is tragic as death. Deep inside, many of us want to be in our synagogues and our shuls. We want our lives as Jews to be a communal one. We want to go to the celebrations, and unfortunately, if there's a need, we want to go and lend a hand in comfort as well. For whatever reason, and it's to preserve our lives, that we understand, but for every reason, to a very great extent, we need to live our lives as Jews, as individuals, and this communal aspect seems to be missing. And I say seems, because all of us are together, caring and wishing we were with others. I hope that when we go back into our synagogues, we enter differently than when we left. I hope the prayers that we have prayed when we're on our own impact those prayers when we go back into a community. Maybe we're davening a little slower, maybe with a little bit more conviction, maybe with more focus, maybe with less distraction. It's shocking to us that the celebration of the building of the Mishkan is surrounded with death. Well, Moshe says to Aaron something which Rashi understands as if he was saying, I always knew that this would be, that there's some kind of a price or some kind of a barter that takes place. We hope that the lives that already have been lost have been more than enough. We hope that this cloud dissipates. And we hope that we're able to continue to live our lives with health, with happiness, with joy, with celebration, as a community, as a people. And we hope that any lives that have been lost were the last ones that are necessary. And as Moshe said, that enigmatic statement to Aaron, that he knew that God would sanctify with the holy ones. We hope the holy ones that have been lost already have provided all the sanctification which is needed.